No one tells you that you have to let go before you can grow. We always focus on moving forward and what comes next, and often forget to give attention to the things that we leave behind. We are gifted such an amazing opportunity within change to assess our lives and decide what we really want to carry moving forward. What's actually serving us? And I'm really excited to be sitting here with my cup of tea and my cozy shirt, getting ready to dive in on this topic with you. If you're watching it over on YouTube, you've got the pretty sweet shot of my adorable little llama mug. Anyway, this episode starts off my series on growth, and I have some kind of exciting news. I've actually created a planner to help guide you through growth all year long. It's like having a little me in your pocket, offering you pep talks, reminders to care for yourself, and encouraging you to grow. And as with any planner, also keeping you organized. I originally designed this planner for myself. It's all of the ways that I keep track of my day, my endless to-do lists, and how I'm caring for myself, both mentally and physically. And it has prompts that have been challenging me to step outside of my comfort zone, develop new habits, and make more meaningful connections each day. All things I know that have been improving my life. You know I'm all about empowering others, so I'm not keeping this to myself. I will be sharing it with you very soon. You can access the planner and get more information using my link in the description. You can also send me a message over on Instagram or TikTok. You can find me at Root and Rise Podcast. So if you are listening to this episode as it's published, it's December, a time when change, growth, and resolutions are major themes in people's lives. But this growth series wasn't designed for the new year. It was designed for you to start right now, regardless of the date. And my planner has an undated option, so you can start today. If you've listened to my episodes on New Year's resolutions, you know that I don't necessarily believe in them. I think that we should all be continually striving for growth all throughout the year, not just on one day. I've always been really confused with New Year's resolutions, and I'm even somebody who's partaken in them before. I think that what everybody loves about New Year's resolutions is that the new year brings hope. We feel like we finally have a chance at a new beginning. But why are we limiting ourselves to that chance and that opportunity just one time per year? We can have it all year round. And you know, we put things off and wait until the new year to start improving, growing, or expanding. We really build it up in our minds and get high hopes for the change that it's going to bring. But then the clock strikes midnight, and what are we left with? The same struggles, the same insecurities, the same negative mindsets as we had 1 minute before? Nothing has actually changed in us. That's because change takes time. It requires intentional efforts, forming new habits, stepping into new behaviors. It's not something that happens overnight, unless you move in the middle of the night or something traumatic happens, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about working on ourselves for ourselves. Something else that needs to be acknowledged when talking about change is what is being left behind. Old ways of being, old habits, old mindsets, everything we might feel familiar with. It can be really uncomfortable and really scary to leave it behind. Just because we're happy doesn't mean there isn't space for acknowledging the feelings of sadness or loss. It's all a part of the process of change. As we grow and start to bring in new habits and new routines, relationships, or ways of being, we have to make room for them. And sometimes that looks like clearing out of some areas within your personal capacity. Because we all have this limited capacity in us that we can give to others. There's only so much of your time and energy that can go into your family, your home, your work, or even yourself. So when we look at moving forward and needing to bring in newness into our life, we have to try to look at some of the areas that we can remove. Those old habits, those toxic relationships, and behaviors that are no longer serving you. If you've been in any bar at closing time, you might be familiar with the semisonic line, "Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end." We've all heard it. It's etched into our brains at this point. But it's so true, though. With this new beginning and this change comes an ending. But don't be too quick to let go of the past just yet. In order to move forward, we have to take stock of our lives, make a plan, and be intentional with how we want to show up moving forward. Taking the time to rid your life of unnecessary space takers will allow more space for all of that goodness that you're hoping for. Think about plants. If you leave dead or dying leaves on a plant, those leaves are actually taking away energy from that plant's growth. Energy that could be spent forming new buds or new leaves. It could allow that plant to reach higher heights or a more luscious fullness. Well, you are that plant. And those dead leaves are the toxic relationships, bad habits, and unhealthy behaviors that you're hanging on to. Let's prune those dead leaves. Let's leave them behind and start allowing your energy to go toward areas that you really want to grow. That is how you root and rise, whether it's the new year or not. And I know that finding those leaves that you need to trim might not be as easy or as obvious as you might expect. You have to really dig deep to find those energy suckers. So be prepared. Getting that real with yourself can be pretty uncomfortable. No one really enjoys turning inward and searching for all of their faults or areas of growth. But if we don't take the time to truly let go of these dead leaves, pick them off one by one, they're just going to continue to linger in our life. They're going to take energy away from us and our growth. That is far more uncomfortable than just getting real with yourself. Doing the hard work now saves you the energy from having to do it later, which in turn allows you to put more time and energy into yourself and your own growth. When I'm offering guidance to clients or friends, I really like to take the time to really get to know you and understand who you are at your core. Really start to understand those thoughts that play in your head, those excuses that you make for yourself, and those limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Without being your personal guide through that journey, it's really impossible for me to know what you are experiencing right now. But I will offer some of the more common places you might see those dead leaves that need to be trimmed. I am currently taking new clients, so if you're interested, you know where to find me. But the first place that you can look to try to find some of those dead leaves is in the language that you are using to speak to yourself. Is that language really serving and empowering you? Another perspective to consider is whether or not you would speak to a friend or your closest loved one in that same way. Most of us aren't speaking to ourselves in a way that we would speak to a loved one's, and that is a huge opportunity for growth. Because once we can find it in ourselves to be kind and compassionate for ourselves, we are capable of doing so much more. Another place that you can try to find some of these dead leaves that need to be trimmed is in your excuses. What excuses are holding you back? Pay attention to the things that make you say, "I can't," or "not right now." Or timelines that you've put on yourself, like, "I'll wear that outfit when I reach some personal physical goal." I'm here to remind you that you are deserving and worthy of accomplishing your dreams and growing and healing and, yes, even wearing that outfit. You are worthy of it just as you are right now, here in this moment. So let's leave behind those excuses. And the next thing that we're going to leave behind is comparison. Leave behind your need to compare yourself to others, the need for perfection, and all of the unrealistic expectations that come along with that. You are worthy of complete acceptance of your beautiful, wonderful self. We are all flawed in our own unique and beautiful ways, and none of those very normal and very natural flaws make us unworthy of acceptance of ourselves. Again, consider what you would tell a loved one who is comparing themselves to others. And while we're on the subject of others, that's actually the next place you need to look for dead leaves. Look at who you surround yourself with. Take a look at your friends, your family, those you give your most energy to. Are they lifting you up or are they bringing you down? Do you notice any kind of patterns in these relationships or even with past ones? I spoke about toxic patterns and relationships on my episode about the friendship breakup because we don't need to keep repeating these same traumas. We deserve to move forward, heal, and grow. Learn your lesson and say thank you next. Assessing your relationships is so important because you become who you surround yourself with. It's natural to pick up those patterns, behaviors, and mindsets from those who you spend your most amount of time with. When you look at these people, really ask yourself, do they make me feel empowered and loved? Are they people that I admire? Do they inspire me to grow and succeed? You might be surprised who snuck into your core group before you got a chance to even realize they don't belong there. With that said, be gentle with yourself during this process. It's so easy to blame yourself for bringing everything in your life that you're realizing now doesn't belong there. don't look at this as any kind of mistake. Whenever I hear someone say that they make a mistake, I like to ask, but did you learn from it? Because if you did, it wasn't truly a mistake. It wasn't all for nothing. You were able to gain and grow through that experience. You can turn all of those dead leaves into the very thing that you're wanting to do, change and grow. Now that we're shedding all of those dead leaves, start thinking about where you want to be directing all of this new energy to. What do you want for yourself? Really picture the person that you want to be. What does that person do daily? What are their habits? What are their routines? What outfits do they wear? And what areas do you need to grow in your own life to help you get to be that person? In this growth series, we are going to explore where we are getting stuck, find those limiting beliefs and excuses, and start making a plan that will actually help us move forward into the growth that we want. To really step into who you are called to be and to accept this challenge of growth, click the link in the description. And if you purchase a planner this month, I will offer you a free one-on-one personal guidance session with yours truly. And like I said earlier, I am here to remind you that you are deserving and worthy of chasing your dreams, of healing and growing, and yes, wearing that outfit. You are worthy of it now, just as you are. And if you need me to remind you every single day, I will. I literally will. It's in my planner. I created it with all of these areas of growth in mind. These are the things that are working for me, and I'm not here to gatekeep them. I'm here to build you up so you can join me on this journey of rooting and rising.